Prayer for Trust to Step Out in Faith, written by Debbie Przybylski, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6. We all want God to answer our prayers. We believe in the power of prayer, but when it comes down to our own individual lives and problems, we often don't have the faith to believe that God will answer. Unbelief and independence trap us. But God wants to enlarge our territory and bless us with increase because His nature is to bless. Our lack of faith and our fear of stepping out in dependence on Him are what get in the way. The truth is that the things we do for God should be outside of our own abilities. They should be evidence that we are trusting in His supernatural ability. When we back away from dependence, we are not living by faith. We need to be willing to attempt things big enough that unless God steps in, we are sure to fail. Faith is like jumping out of an airplane at 15,000 feet. If God doesn't catch you, you will fall and crash. But how do you know unless you jump? This is the kind of faith and dependence He is looking for in our lives. Remember the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4:10? Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Jabez cried out to God to enlarge his territory and bless him. He cried out for God's hand to be with him. Jabez was greatly blessed by God because he didn't let obstacles become larger than his faith. He knew the character of God and that he loved to bless. We too are made for destiny. We have a God-inspired desire to impact our world. Created for something bigger than ourselves, we are designed to touch a lost world. We long to make an impact on our land for eternity, whether it is where we work, live, or minister. But in reality, most of us are afraid to step out by faith. What step of faith is God asking you to take today? Will you put everything into His almighty hands, adjust your life to do what you are praying for, and step out by faith in whatever way He leads? When you do this, you become dependent in His dependable hands. He is waiting for your invitation to enlarge your faith. Let us pray. Gracious Father, as we begin a new day, help us to engage your will with a reckless faith. Teach us to trust in you and help us grow in righteousness. Heavenly Lord, give us the courage to step out in faith this day. Fill our hearts with your Spirit and let us speak your words with pride. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.